Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast, your friendly guide in bringing your business revenue to the next level. Listen as host Dr. Susie Carter hears inspiring stories of success from her fellow entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. Prepare to make significant change to your strategies as they unravel the secrets of building multi-million dollar businesses and the most effective tips on finance, marketing, and sales accountability. If you want to take your first steps towards explosive business growth, this podcast is for you. Without further ado, here is your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome to this episode of Power Your Profit Podcast. I'm your host, Susie Carter, and this week's guest, Sabrina, went from a struggling single mom to escaping a 13-year narcissistic abusive relationship. Her tenacity, optimism, and spirit have inspired fans worldwide and has helped endless amounts of people break through and discover their own untapped talent and immense potential. Now, the creator and CEO of Human Better 365, a human transformation company, creator of her own vision podcast, and founder of Sober Society Community, she's a speaker, entrepreneur, author. I'm excited to bring you so that we can rise up together and look at how can we be a better human being. Oh my gosh, Sabrina, I am so excited. This is such a hot topic with our students, such a hot topic with who we are as women. So share with everybody. I read your bio, amazing, juicy, juicy. I can't wait to dive in more, but share everybody your secret power, your magic, and you know what makes you different and unique.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say that my superpower is building communities. It was the one thing that was lacking in my journey throughout a couple of decades. And it's definitely something that I've really honed in on as a necessity for myself and has just exploded.
And so tell us about your communities, like what you're focusing on and how that can help us.
Yeah. So the community that I run is called Her Nation. It is female based, and we run, I work with females who are bold, confident, trailblazers, women who are looking to change the past, women who are stepping into their confidence, their power. They are dropping the blame game. They're dropping the victimhood. They're stepping into their power, and they're entrepreneurs that are really looking to make a difference.
I love that. So tell everyone your story and how that pivoted your life, because you're on a whole different trajectory from where you were to where you are.
Yeah. So I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness. I like to say that I've been knocking doors selling or hawking religion since I was 5 years old. When I turned 20, I wound up getting pregnant with no husband, emphasis on the no husband part. Because of that, I was cast out into the world. I was abandoned or shunned or disfellowshipped or however you want to put that from my entire family and my entire community, everyone I had ever known. And I led the stereotypical broke-ass life of just no money, literally. A rolling balance of about a negative $172 in my bank account at any given time. Car getting repoed out of the parking lot. Eviction notices on my apartment door. Real dark thoughts of suicide. And postpartum, you know, doubled or quadrupled on top of the story that I already had. So just a pitiful, hopeless story. And soon after that, about a year and a half into that, I wound up meeting a man who had red flags stapled all over his body, but he had money. And I was in such a desperate state of attention, of affection, of finances, that I fell hook, line, and sinker for all of his manipulations, all of his tactics. And within a very short amount of time, I turned around and I was living with him. I did not have a job. I was not working for him. I did not have a phone. He now owned my phone and was paying all of my bills, which on the outside looked fantastic to anyone looking in. Right. But on the inside, it was mental, emotional abuse, sexual abuse on a consistent basis, and financial abuse times 10. So I'm still, you know, 8 years in, I'm still broke, although it doesn't look like I'm broke. And nothing is in my name. I own nothing and I have nothing. And I am basically a prisoner, low key, right?
Right.
So I needed to get my power back. I was one day on the floor in the bathroom in the dark, just having a total mental breakdown, just having no control over any part of my story. And I Googled, why is my boyfriend bullying me? It's the only vernacular I knew, bully.
Right.
The world of codependency, toxic relationship, narcissism, codependency, empathy hit me right in the face. I dove headfirst into personal development. And I have been in the arena ever since. I opened up a secret bank account soon after that. I started 3 online secret businesses. Over the course of 4 years, I was able to collect $50,000 and literally run away. I left with my son, our clothes, and my bicycle, started all over again with a mattress on the floor. And I have been creating a community, creating companies, creating wealth, stepping into my power and my confidence ever since.
And so where do you think that perseverance came from? Was it from the abuse of going, I can't do this anymore? Or
yeah, I mean, there's tons of things, right? When we're in a situation, some people might have like a one pivot. There was many, but the first one that came to mind when you said that at this moment was my abuser used to say 2 things to me on a consistent basis. The first thing that he used to say to me all the time was, whoever makes all the money makes all the rules. Do you have any money? The answer was no. The second thing that he used to say to me all the time is, whoever has all the money has all the power. Do you have any money? And the answer was always no. Now, that was hard for me over the 8 years. However, once I started getting my confidence, my power, and I started secretly doing all this research, I started to think about these things that he would say to me. And I recognized he never said, I have all the money or I have all the power. He always said, whoever has all the money.
Right.
So I started to think to myself, does this mean that if I have money, I have power?
Right. And were you in therapy at this time when you were having these distinctions or not yet?
No.
This was just your own insight, like your guidance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I did. I shouldn't even say that, actually, because I did. Yes, in a way. I had my very first confrontation with like seeing somebody professionally, if you even want to call that, would be Tony Robbins. I also did the Landmark Forum. I also did the gratitude course. Yeah. So over the course of those 4 years, I mean, I had probably taken at least 100 hours over the course of different things within those 3 genres of bettering myself in personal development.
Well, and I think when you're in that transformation, those groups are great because you see you're not alone. Right. Especially when you're having those authentic, vulnerable conversations, you're like, oh, I'm not the only crazy one. Or, oh, I can see the pattern. Like, oh, my God, I'm her. Right. I think that's the power in doing that work in a group environment. Because one on one, you still walk around like, is anyone going to know? Is anyone going to know? In those groups, you're called out and you're sharing, you know, not called out like a bad way, called out in a good way. Of sharing the authenticity and just the truth. It's not the whole truth. It's your truth. It's your, the situation that you're in, right? And then how did you get your, I want to say, how did you snatch that power back? I know it was a process, but how did you snatch it back?
You're listening to another episode of Power Your Profits podcast. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Are you tired of pouring resources into strategies that don't work? Say hello to Dr. Susie Carter, your future fractional COO. With Dr. Susie in your corner, your business can skyrocket to 7 figures and beyond. With a track record of creating thriving businesses, trust that you are in good hands. Head over to coo.poweryourprofits.com and let us put some magic into your business growth. Overwhelmed by the complexity of business profit strategies? Jump aboard the Bullet Train to Big Profits course, a streamlined solution by Dr. Susie Carter. This course is designed to uncomplicate the path to profitability. Imagine being able to identify and execute profit strategies with ease, skyrocketing your revenues. Visit course.poweryourprofits.com and sign up for the Bullet Train to Big Profits course today.
I mean, I dove headfirst into anybody and everybody that I could, male and female, who had a voice. I was searching for, so my personal story, I was searching for other stories to cling on to while I was creating my own story.
Yeah.
So I very much liken it to a hand up. Like if you can envision, you know, people climbing a mountain and me just not having anything, no boots, no gloves, no mask, no gear, nothing. you have to borrow from other people. You have to borrow other people's shoes until you can afford your own. You have to borrow people's, you know, gloves or ropes or whatever it is, and continue to get a hand up until you can purchase or fund your own. And that took time. It took a lot of time, and it took a lot of patience on myself in that endeavor.
Tenacity, right? And tenacity to keep getting back up, right? Because you'd be in this environment that you just kept getting pushed down, yeah. Right? You can relate to that, and going, I can't be in this anymore. Like, there is that internal cry for help, not external, like, because you deal with shame and hiding, and to go, I got to get out of this. And I did it more for my children versus myself.
Yeah.
Seeing, I don't know if you saw the pattern in your own family dynamic, but I saw the pattern and went, oh shit, I just did it again. Right. I need to break this. So yeah. I'm just proud of you for making that happen and doing it and being a voice for so many women that don't even know how to find their voice.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. And to that, I think it's important to acknowledge that those 4 years in saving money, it wasn't just like, ooh, Sabrina did all the right things, and then she just magically had $50,000 at the end of 4 years, and then she just magically moved out, and it was all so perfect. There was so many ups and downs within that where, you know, he found out I was saving money, and, you know, there was consequences to that. My son's father decided to, you know, try to gain full custody of my child during that thing. So then that was, you know, $18,000 that was taken out of the money that I was trying to save. So as much as I was making money, money was being taken away from me the whole time. And there was times where I was just like, this is not working. This right. is so hard. This is so difficult. The universe is punishing me. The universe wants me to stay stuck. And I had to make decision after decision after decision of, am I going to keep doing this? Yes. Am I going to keep doing this? Yes. Am I going to keep doing this? Yes. No matter how hard or how difficult it was.
Well, and keep choosing, right? There's power in that to go. And you could have chose no, right? Because sometimes it does get hard. And I think you do it. You go no, and then you realize, oh yes, this is a good choice. Like you said, it didn't happen overnight. Yeah. And so what do you think? Because there's so many limiting beliefs, especially when you've been in an abusive relationship. What would you say that you had to let go of or shed in order to get to that, you know, financial level that you're at now?
Ooh, I mean, I'm going to say just the saying that I say to me a lot is just, yes, you can, mm-hmm. You know, because there's so much no when you're in a situation like that of you can't. One of the things that he told me towards the end was within 6 months, you're going to be living in the back of a dumpster, living in a cardboard box, and you're going to be knocking on my door to save you. And those were real, like real things that hit me here as far as like, holy crap, what if he's right? What if I can't do it? What if I have been leaning on him this whole time and I'm actually incapable of doing it? And so just a consistent reminder of, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yeah. So whenever it comes, just reminding myself, yes, I can. And then taking the action steps towards it, right? It's not just like an affirmation of, yes, I can. It's like, yeah. Yes, I can. And what's the step to get me towards that new client or, you know, money or, you know, program or building it out or whatever it is that I'm working on at that moment.
Yeah, I love that. I know my husband, I call him my husband, said something similar. You look in the mirror, you will never be as successful as you are right now. And to me, that was like the challenge. Oh, watch me, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But you have to have that little motivation to go, we'll see. We'll see. I'll show you that feistiness that makes you an awesome entrepreneur and such an advocate for so many. Mm-hmm. Right? To go, you didn't lose your voice. You didn't lose your way. You might have been lost for a bit, but you found, you know, your way. So when you look back at this experience, what would you say has been your biggest learning experience from all this?
My biggest learning experience is the work that I've done with my inner child. I don't know if that's anything that you teach in your realm, but I believe that we are as humans every age that we have ever been. So I believe I'm 40 years old. I believe that I have a 2-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 17-year-old, a 27-year-old, a 32, and a 39-year-old inside of me every single year. And every Sabrina lived for 1 year. And the choices that she made for that year while she owned this has gotten me to where I am. And there are Sabrinas that are in my community who wanted to commit suicide and didn't, who wanted to numb herself with alcohol and eventually become an alcoholic and didn't, who wanted to do drugs to numb herself out and not think of all of the things and didn't, who wanted to abort her baby and didn't, who wanted to run away and just disappear and didn't. And I now see myself as the Sabrina, the newest Sabrina, the wisest Sabrina to the community. And now I now have an obligation. I now have a duty to my community to say thank you. Thank you for getting me to where I am right now. I'm so sorry. Thank you for hoisting me up to where I am now. Thank you for trusting me to that I would get to here. Like the woman, the Sabrina that did not commit suicide, she had to know that there was an end, that there was a goodness in her at some point. And I now am stepping on that podium and I'm embracing that power and I'm telling them, thank you so much. And I'm doing my best to pay it forward.
That's juicy, girl. That is juicy, juicy, juicy.
Thank you.
So what do you wish for? What's your hope?
Oh, what do I wish for? You know, during this time, which I just said, when I was scouring the internet, looking for males and females who were powerful beings, who just had this robust, you know, energy and inspiration spewing out of them. Majority of them were men. Majority of them were men. Men saved me. They really did. When I think back and I think of all of the seminars and YouTube videos and everything that I absorbed in order to believe in myself, most of them were men. And I remember thinking to myself so many times when I'd be Googling 100 best motivational speakers of the world and seeing that you had to go through 75 white men before you hit a female.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking how devastating that is. Yes and no, right?
Yeah.
And I had a dream. I had a dream that females were going to start interweaving in there. And that's part of what I'm trying to do with Her Nation. Is really start percolating the minds, empowering the minds of female entrepreneurs and allowing them a stage and a presence so that as the years go on, we can start weaving women into that Google search.
Yeah.
Most inspirational stories and storytellers and speeches.
I love that. And so it seems like an obvious question, but what do you want to be remembered for if there was just one thing?
Ooh. I'm just going to say never giving up.
Right. I think it's that, you know, like the Gandhi quote, be the change you wish to see in the world. Yeah. Like you're being that in your essence. Like it's not cajoling or manipulating. It's just being that change to go, if I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah. You know, I think that no matter what your story is, right, even if it's, you know, worse than my story or not as bad as my story, there's so many trials in the journey of entrepreneurship, in the journey of creating your empire. And it's so easy to just throw your hands up and just be like, this is just so hard.
Right.
You know, it's just like, I can just get a 9-to-5 and just zone out and just be hunky dory with making $55,000 a year. And we are fine. We are fine. Like everything will be fine with that story. And yes, you are right. And if you have a burning desire inside of you, if you have a calling inside of you, it's so important to allow yourself grace and then pick yourself back up. You know, you can't give up.
Well, I think every time you give up, right, that little piece of you dies. That's that integrity, right? Landmark always says that the degree of your aliveness is to the degree of your integrity. Mm-hmm. And when you give up or go, oh, this would be easier, it's not easier. There's a different cost it's costing you versus the heart of figuring it out, right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, being around women and transforming so many women's life, it's that tenacity that has us stand out in so many ways and so many different genres. So how can people get a hold of you? How can we play with you? I love your message and would love our audience to play with you more.
Thank you. Yeah, my website is sabrinavictoria.com. I predominantly hang out or play on Facebook and LinkedIn. Those are my two favorite places. And I'm always available. Drop into my DMs.
Yeah. So she has a free offer, and I'm going to put that in the show notes. The URL is pretty long, so go to the show notes so that we can support you. And that's about her space, right? That's your community, one of your communities. Yes. It's yes.betterhumanbeing365/her space free/. So again, it's in the show notes, so you don't have to try to remember what we just said. Sabrina, thank you for your courage. Thank you for your vulnerability. Thank you for your authenticity. And more importantly, thank you for believing in yourself so that we can believe in ours.
I love that. Thank you.
Have a blessed day. If you love this episode and you know that someone needs to hear this, please forward this episode to your community, your colleagues, because somebody needs this message today. Somebody needs to hear what Sabrina and I were talking about. The best thing you can do for yourself is find other people that have walked that walk so you know that you're not alone. You're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. I'm here, Sabrina's here, and the many guests that have transformed your life are here. Have a blessed day. Until the next time, we'll see you again.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Power Your Profits Podcast. Let these building blocks from today's most successful industry leaders equip you with the necessary resources and tools to finally establish the highly profitable business of your dreams. Want to hear more? Listen to more episodes at www.poweryourprofitspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Now is your time to rise to the top of your game. So be sure to catch our next episode. Until next time.